For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan, and this story is part of a two-part look into the psychological effects a pandemic has on frontline healthcare workers.
My name is Chidi Jaja, spelled C-H-E-E-D-Y-J-A-J-A.
Dr. Jaja is a nurse practitioner born in Sierra Leone. Today, he lives in Irmo and teaches nursing at the University of South Carolina. In 2014, he was in Cincinnati when
I saw these horrific images, you know, of Ebola victims on TV, and knowing that Sierra Leone is one of the three countries that were impacted, I just felt like I had an obligation to go to Sierra Leone to provide some service.
What Dr. Jaja saw was suffering and death he wasn't prepared for. Things so bad, he considered not talking to me because he was afraid that reliving them would send him back into the darkness that consumed him after. And what you're about to hear is a very nervous, very coping mechanism kind of a laugh.
The impact was devastating because I just descended into psychological trauma. You know, the way I could describe it is like you're just falling down into a hole that has no end. It's like going to a black hole. This mix of anger, grief, sadness for days on end.
His trauma had several roots. The lack of preparedness for how bad it can get when a lot of people get sick at once. The lack of certainty that keeps changing the information everyone gets. The guilt for being terrified to do your job.
I was afraid, you know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Yes, I knew that I had to provide service, you know, but I felt conflicted in the sense that, but, you know, don't I have an obligation to myself, you know, to be well? Don't I have an obligation to my family, you know, to make sure that I'm safe, you know, and I can come back home in one piece? So that constant level of anxiety tend to have, you know, psychological toll on the body.
Jaja coped on the job by shutting down, doing the work. But afterwards, he didn't have the luxury of chaos to occupy his mind anymore. Just a ball of bad memories, frustrations, and a sense of inadequacy that he could have done more for more people. And with no kind of debriefing or counseling to help him process what he'd been through, he fell into his bottomless pit, where it turned out he had a lot of company.
My colleagues were going through the same experience. So we started having a daily Skype meeting that lasts for hours, and we just used that opportunity to vent, to express ourselves, to talk about the good, the bad, you know. And it was that, you know, that daily Skype meeting that enabled us, you know, to come out of that grief.
In other words, Ebola's frontline clinicians were lucky to stumble across themselves. What worries Dr. Jaja is that COVID's frontline healthcare workers are not getting any more emotional support than he and his colleagues got. He's not seen much in the way of mental health services at medical institutions themselves, and even if they exist, he worries about the superhero mindset most healthcare workers have.
We're very reluctant to seek help, because seeking help is, if it's not a sense of weakness, maybe it's an acknowledgement, you know, that we are not up to the task.
But healthcare workers are not superheroes. They're people, strained and stressed and being asked to do more in this pandemic than they had expected when they'd signed up for the job. And it's in that acknowledgement of that humanity, by clinicians and by their institutions, that Dr. Jaja says is the way to get frontline healthcare workers the emotional and mental health support many of them will need.
The lived experience should be met head on. Healthcare workers need to be able to articulate their feelings, their experience on the front line. Institution needs to make sure that they have the resources, the wherewithal to do the job, you know, expertly.
There's also the need to recognize a good epiphany when you see one. It might sound ironic, but Dr. Jaja says that COVID has given frontline healthcare workers a gift. It's the same one he took from the Ebola crisis.
The virus has created a new sense of commitment that, yes, we are committed, you know, to provide care, and being on the front line, you know, has actually renewed that sense of commitment.
Dr. Jaja actually went back to Sierra Leone a second time. He was supposed to go again this summer to do healthcare outreach, but COVID, ironically enough, got in the way. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.